Hello and welcome to Mailbox. It is my pleasant duty today to announce the names of four of our listeners who won Radio Prague's July competition, but I will keep you waiting until the end of the program. First of all, let's hear some of the correct answers that arrived from all over the globe. The very first one came, as usual, from the unbeatable Prasanta Kumar Padmapati from India.
Josef Pepi Bitsan was a Czech-Austrian football forward. It is claimed by a respected footballing statistics page that Bitsan scored around 800 goals in all competitive matches, not including friendly games. That would make him the all-time most prolific scorer in football history known to date.
Bob Boundy from New Zealand adds,
"The name of the footballer was Josef Bitsan, often called Pepi, and also known as the grand old man of Czech football. Also, he was the Czech footballer who scored the most ever goals."
Jana Vaculík from the United States sent us this anecdote.
"This is my favorite fact about Josef Bitsan. When as a youth, his mother was so annoyed about a foul that her son had been on the receiving end of, that she ran onto the pitch and beat the opponent with her umbrella."
Don Schumann from the United States writes about Bitsan's remarkable skills.
"The family's poverty meant that Bitsan had to play football without any shoes, which helped him hone his ball control skills. It was not only his incredible goal-scoring feats that endeared Bitsan to the footballing public. During his time with Slavia, crowds used to come in droves just to watch him train because Bitsan's training sessions were often more like circus acts, and fans were happy to pay a few crowns to watch him. While the rest of the squad practiced routines or ran laps, Bitsan would turn up with a hamper of empty bottles, which he would proceed to balance on the top of the flat wooden crossbar, spaced about 1 foot apart. He then stepped back to the edge of the penalty area, put down a bunch of balls, and took aim. One by one, from 20 yards, Bitsan would knock the bottles off the bar with his shots, and on a good day, the story goes, he would maybe miss 1 in 10.
Stephen Wara from France wrote this.
"Throughout his career as the Czech's greatest footballer ever, Josef Bitsan scored 643 league goals, second to only Brazilian Pelé's 1,000 or more, 196 for or in the Austrian league. Sick in hospital for a number of months, he had very much hoped to be back for Christmas, but unfortunately died on the 12th of December 2001 at the age of 88. The grand old man of Czech and world football."
David Eldridge from England writes,
"His father, František, died from an injury sustained in a football match when Josef was only 8 years old. This meant that Josef was to be brought up in a household living only on what his mother earned working in a restaurant kitchen, though that hard experience is thought to have favorably toughened Josef's approach to football. He was a very popular footballer amongst Czechs, not only for his football skills, but because he also brought an element of fun to the games."
From Nigeria, Catherine Olubunmi Agbula sent in this answer.
"Having scored more goals than any Czech footballer in history, I award him the Czech footballer of all ages. He even achieved cross-border influence in both Czech Republic and Austria."
Charles Konecny from the United States writes,
"One of the ways to describe him is, he scored more goals than any other. But this is only one of the ways. His family was poor, and as a youngster he had to hone his football skills by practicing with a rolled-up sock. He later said this developed his technique and improvisation. And in coming into the game of football between the wars and then under Nazi occupation and later under the communist authoritarian thumb, his career had many paths and obstacles. He deserves much credit for resisting pressure from the Nazis and the communists to be a showcase for their ideologies. There's an internet post called 50 Things to Do After You Die. One of them was to organize the ultimate football game. On the first team was Josef Pepi Bitsan."
And finally, from Canada, Jerry Kubik wrote,
"The name of the football legend of old Czechoslovakia's national team is Josef Bitsan. His home team was Slavia Praha, a perfect forward player and known for his shooting ability as Kanonir. Mr. Josef Bitsan was from the old guard players of the pre-war Czechoslovak national team, and he retired as international in the 1950s. Your article brings back memories from my youth in Czechoslovakia."
Thank you again for the time you devoted to answering our question. This time, the four of you who will be sent small gifts courtesy of Radio Prague are Ayamuthu Balendra from Sri Lanka, Bob Boundy from New Zealand, Jerry Kubik from Canada, and Riaz Ahmad Khan from Pakistan. Congratulations, and your parcels will be mailed first thing on Monday. But of course, our little competition continues, and the question for August is an easy one. This month, we are looking for the names of the founding fathers of the patriotic Sokol sports movement, which played a vital role in the early lives of many a Czech athlete. Please send us the answer by the end of August to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. We are also interested to read about your personal experience with Sokol or whether there is a Sokol branch active in your area. Do you own a Sokol uniform? Have you ever taken part in a Sokolski sled, the mass gathering of Sokol members from around the country and the world? Do let us know. We will be looking forward to your answers. Until next week, goodbye.
Thanks, Pavla, and congratulations to the winners of our monthly competition.